WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Breaking news, the fire chief in the Texas panhandle town of Perryton says one person has died and others have been hurt in a tornado. A cyber attack targets U.S. government agencies, numerous hospitals and schools. CBS's Catherine Herridge says the hackers apparently want money to stop their attack and then additional money not to make their stolen information public.
These hackers are looking for data that has a lot of personal information in it based on the entities we've confirmed have been targeted. A lot of them are healthcare systems, educational systems, where you have sort of your individual history, you know, where you've lived, and also a lot of your personal information, even social security numbers, date of birth, phone number, everything you would need to create that identity and then extort you.
Alleged Pentagon leaker and former Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Massachusetts. He's charged with six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Brazen is how police are describing the shooting of a pregnant woman in the nation's capital. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Police say that at 11:20 this morning, two men with assault rifles got out of their car, walked to a parked car, and began shooting. A man was critically wounded but is expected to survive. The pregnant woman was also hit and died a few hours later. It's not clear if the baby survived. Assistant Police Chief Andre Wright grew up near the scene of the shooting.
This is a great city. And these are beautiful communities with compassionate people that are not about to turn over their freedoms and safety to the hands of a few violent offenders.
Police say the shooting was a targeted attack. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
At least 15 people are killed in the Canadian province of Manitoba after a semi hit a bus carrying a group of elderly people to a casino. Rob Hill with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
To all those waiting, I can't imagine how difficult it is not knowing if the person you love the most will be making it home tonight. I'm so sorry we cannot get you the definitive answers you need more quickly.
Two companies that sell top brands of household weed killer have settled a lawsuit with the state of New York. CBS's Jim Krasula says Monsanto and its parent company, Bayer Crop Science, will pay nearly $7 million for allegedly making false and misleading claims.
They maintained Roundup products are safe and non-toxic, even though they contain a chemical that can be toxic to honeybees, butterflies, and some aquatic animals, according to the legal settlement.
Actor Al Pacino is a father for the fourth time. His rep confirms the 83-year-old actor and his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Alfala, have welcomed baby Roman. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Out of Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Out of Wind at Boot Barn.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTW Lawyers.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Stevens Point Brewery has a new brew supporting a favorite local trail. The 27-mile Green Circle Trail winds around the Stevens Point area through the beauty of river shores, trees, wild birds, and animals. The Green Circle Pale is an ale brewed with Mosaic and Talus hops. The Libation for Recreation has a fruity undertone to the flavor. News 9 reports that a brewery employee who enjoys biking the Green Circle Trail came up with the concept, and a portion of all beer sales will go into helping preserve the trail. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department has their Kids Fishing Contest on June 18th. This is a free event for kids 14 and under from 9 to 11:30 on Sunday morning at East Riverbank south of the former Elks Lodge. They will have snacks, drinks, and fishing lures for the kids, as well as trophies for the biggest fish. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 48. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 77. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
That's the power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, and I saw a nice shirt, Robert, by the way. Hey, ho.
And, thanks. I thought I'd wear it since it's Pride Month.
That's right. Every month's Pride Month. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, hey, here.
That's nice. Nice shirt. Hey, what a day. I know you and I have talked. We were at the Four Sisters Market, which was very successful. A lot of people, and it's crazy, Robert. I see different people show up different times, and that's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. It's a great crowd today. Some of the folks, the early folks that you see there, are waiting in line for Bob Rice at Powwow Grounds to bring his fresh fry bread in.
Yeah.
They know exactly when it's going to come in, so they're all standing around waiting in line. And then today we had just such a good day with a food demonstration. There was a great crowd for that. A young Native chef, Derek Nicholas, who works for Division of Indian Works here in the city of Minneapolis, does a food demo so people can learn how to cook with the produce that we're selling in the market that the vendors are selling. And then he has lots of cultural teachings and stuff. It's really cool to see this young man. Come on, he's done demonstrations there last year as well, but this year he really has it tight, and his delivery's great, and his cultural teachings are great. And then there's a lot of media around. I'm sure we're going to get to talking about ICWA, but there was news media coming to get a reaction from people in the community on the ICWA ruling. And we had a Hennepin County, that's the county we're in, a film crew that was down there that's doing a piece on our Four Sisters Farmers Market, Four Sisters Farm. It was just a happening place.
Yeah, I love it. And I just love stopping in there for a couple hours and hanging out. And it was just interesting. I don't know, Robert. I know you were there listening to the... I want to look this up, but do you remember what he talked about, the water and talking to the water?
Yeah, that was really interesting. And I'm going to do some follow-up too, Robert. It was this young man. We're talking about water and the importance of water, of course, and water is life. But then the young chef, Derek... talked about some Japanese researcher that did some kind of research where he'd take some water and speak positively and reverently and lovingly to it. And then he'd take some water and speak harshly and hatefully to it and then freeze them. And they had very different properties. Yeah. The water that was loved was crystal and beautiful, and the water that was hated wasn't.
Yeah. And I've heard that, and Wendy will be talking later today about how our animals and our relatives, like our dogs, can sense good and bad people, and that's almost in the same line, you know, the water.
In that line. Right, right. And then, you know, the young chef, Derek, was pointing out that our bodies are mostly water, right?
Yep.
And so kind of what we say to ourselves, what we say to our bodies, the impacts that might have. And that was really interesting.
And he said 70% of the earth is water, too. And he said 70% of us is water, and it's all connected. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was beautiful. And, yeah, I was sitting next to a community elder, Linda Eagle, speaker here. And it was just, you know, I bet she thinks that's pretty cool to hear someone as young as this chef telling these lessons. And that was really meaningful. And the food was delicious. I don't know if you got a chance to taste it.
Well, I went up and tried, what is it? The top of, darn it, what plant is that for butterflies? Help me.
Milkweed.
Yes, he was handing out samples of that. And I asked him because I remember when my family was poor and they would talk about this, is that they'd go by the freeway and pick milkweed so we could make soup. And, and, you know, you can put soup, anything into soup. So that's what, but it was just like, milkweed, wow.
Yeah, we did a fair amount of foraging when I was a kid, but not that. We didn't do milkweed.
Well, hey, let's jump into today's celebration because this is, you know, I was interviewed by WCCO about ICWA, and it was interesting the question they asked me, and I think they asked the next person too. And it was about, does this affect anybody that you know? And my answer was, it affects the next seven generations. You know, that's what we're really, and so it was really interesting because, again, you know, our white allies maybe don't know exactly what, and that's why we talk about it here a lot on this progressive radio station all across Turtle Island, is it's affecting us and our sovereignty. And but what an exciting day.
It's a huge day, just huge. And I was in a meeting, I mean, it might have been a Zoom meeting even, when the news flashed across, you know, the ruling came out. And I just like interrupted the meeting and everything. And I'm like, ICWA holds, or, you know, I was just amazed. And just, you saw it on social media, certainly at the market, just a real sense of celebration. And you know, you were interviewed at the market today by one of our local TV stations, as you said, WCCO TV. It's a CBS affiliate here, the most watched station in the state or something like that. So it's a big deal. But I will tell you this, Robert. You know, they reached out to our organization, NACD, Native American Community Development Institute. You know, we get a lot of media kind of, you know, we're kind of high profile, right? So media will reach out to us, and then we'll kind of direct them to others. But they really wanted to come down to the market and get the response from people in the community. And we just made it really clear to them, you know, these can be triggering issues. These have impacted our families, you know, and you can't just run up and shove a microphone in someone's face and start asking them questions. And they were very respectful.
Yeah.
And they came and they kind of stood aside, and then we helped, you know, recruit people for them to talk to. And I was pretty impressed with the way that they behaved.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's a union shop, and I always appreciate that. WCCO has always been a union shop, and I've had friends over the years work there. And as you might, your father worked for CBS, or not CBS, but WCCO when it was owned by a local, and the radio
but,
and
but
the
it was TV. Still the, yep, and it was the CBS affiliate then.
Yeah.
A good labor shop. I grew up in a good union household.
Yeah, 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 definitely. But
the whole ICWA ruling, and just, you know, I've just been finally reading. I had kind of a busy day, and so just been kind of reading about the ruling and the majority and minority positions and the arguments and things. And I have a hunch that this is going to be a stepping off point for a much broader conversation about sovereignty and tribal rights than I feel like we've had in a while.
Well, it's a reaffirmation, and I think that's what's really exciting for me to hear. I think the news that was just on before our show, it was a number one news part, but it was also a matter-of-factly put out there that this was not, this almost like this is what should be the way, and I appreciate that because it's not sensationalized if they're you know, following the treaties and the laws that they've made.
Right. There's a different ruling could have undone centuries of Indian law, right? And, policies, the ones that actually protect us to a degree. So this was a huge, huge ruling.
We'll talk a little bit about that, a little more about that. And it was a 7-2 vote. And we'll talk a little bit more and then get talking about the Avenue and what you're doing. And just a day of celebration. And it's great to have you on, Robert Lilligren. All right. We'll be right back after this short message, please. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
On Saturday, June 17th, Metro Transit is making changes to transit service within your community. As they do each quarter, they review and analyze their resources and ridership trends. These service adjustments to routes continue Metro Transit's ongoing work to best serve customers throughout their system with their given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at MetroTransit.org. That's MetroTransit.org.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
We just so happen to have the president and CEO of the Native American Community Development Institute on today. And we're talking a little ICWA and a little for grandmother's you know, flea market and thing, and I'm just really overwhelmed, Robert. I'm stumbly mumbly right now. It's
what'd you say? Grandmother's market, Digga? Four sisters?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was kind of wondering where you're going there, Robert, but a lot of people were really moved today, moved to tears.
Yeah.
When the ICWA ruling came down. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And definitely. What an example of our communities and our nations coming together, organizing, you know, the activism, the advocacy, the outreach, the letters. I can't remember, I read how many tribes. It was pretty much all of them, you know, submitted friend of the court letters. I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing mobilization.
You know, and Robert, I just got to say this too. I was worried, and especially after the last Supreme Court decisions that have been happening this last year and a half, I was really, really worried, and that's why I'm so happy today.
Right, and even during the arguments, I mean, the vote was so lopsided. It's so encouraging, yeah. You know, 7-2 in our favor. And when oral arguments were made, what, last November, I think it was, many of the justices seemed very skeptical, those who ended up voting in our favor, Kavanaugh being one of them. It was very, seemed very skeptical. It seemed like for sure he was going to vote the other way. And then that Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote the majority position.
Yeah.
She voted on the right side and then wrote the majority position. For me, and maybe this is my own limitations, but that was kind of surprising.
Well, I read that and I almost cried. It's almost beautiful. It's almost, that's what should be read instead of a land acknowledgement. That was pretty crazy how that beautifully that was written.
Good point. That's a really good point. And it just affirms Native sovereignty, right? And a different outcome would have destroyed it, or at least been the first kind of pin or another pin that falls before others do. So yeah, good day.
Yeah, they must have did their reading because I was out there too, and I wasn't inside the court, but they had the live audio outside the Supreme Court, and it seemed to me that a lot of the judges did not know the law. So they possibly read up on this and voted it in a correct way, because I was feeling pretty kind of low when I heard their questions.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And it's been discussed before how little many judges, including Supreme Court justices, know about Indian law. And so this, I think you're exactly right. This is a step forward with the Supreme Court, and I would say by association all lower courts, in the understanding of Indian law and Native sovereignty. And that's, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll keep benefiting us for a while.
It was interesting for me in what was reported, so I'm not making this up, that a lot of the oil companies were backing this up with their lawyers and paying for the lawyers to go to the Supreme Court. So when we're getting attacked on sovereignty, you know, water is life and all those things where there's pipelines going through your backyard and just disrespect for the Mother Earth, that was really concerning to hear that.
Right. So what you're saying is they were paying for the plaintiffs, right? They were supporting the case?
Right.
Yeah. So they were trying to attack sovereignty, right? No, for sure. And then what's the attitude, or what's the word, the kind of cavalier attitude toward the opposition on what it means to be Native, you know? And like, the underpinnings of the plaintiff's argument was that this was a race-based decision. And so the decision handed down today acknowledges this isn't about race. This is about political status and identity.
And that's something I'd like you to explain just a little bit better to our audience, because that gets lost a lot of in a lot of not only arguments, but just knowledge out there, the difference between those two and how important it is that we are who we are.
Right. Well, it is fundamental, right, to who we are. And I'm probably not the best person to explain the nuances here. But I remember, as I was on my journey, you know, I would have elders or other Native people, activists, you know, kind of come down hard if you talked about Native people in a racial framework. Mm-hmm. And they would say, this isn't race. We are a sovereign people. This is a political identity, right, not a racial one. And I guess in my youth, I didn't quite get why that was so important or nuanced. Now I understand it better, I think. And
right.
And we have a special status, right? We have a special status here as the victims of colonization, as the victims of land theft, culture theft, language theft, forced assimilation. We are sovereign people. It's not just an issue of race. And you could see that coming through. Justices were understanding that. You could see that in what they said what they've said since the ruling was handed down.
Well, that's exciting too, and it's a respect for as if we were France. Or any other sovereign nation across the world, and that's the key. You know, it's not you're a French race or whatever.
Right. One of the arguments made for the plaintiffs was that there are issues of Native children being adopted out of the Native cultures, and the sentence was something like, even if they never stepped foot on reservation land, as if somehow that mattered. That was the point, if I had never stepped foot on white earth, can I still be considered a sovereign white earth citizen, kind of is what they're asking. Well, of course I can.
Well, especially that this land was all ours before colonization. That's just like, what?
This is a huge day, and I'm guessing we'll see reverberations and repercussions, positive ones, through the judicial system based on this today, and through our culture. The president's weighed in, breathing a sigh of relief.
And what's interesting too is with I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but the Minnesota law to preserve ICWA, I know it isn't got ICWA in there, but I wanted to call it MICWA, but it's not MICWA. It's called something else. That Arnold, or what's his name, who was with ICWA, who's was part of the suing of ICWA and was in the documentary Blood Memory. He's was all like mad about the way the Minnesota law went. So, hey,
we got. So this is a Native lawyer, right, that you're talking about.
Right.
He was anti-ICWA.
Leonard, or what was his name?
Hold on, I'm trying to find it right now really quickly. Let's see if I'm evil.
Mark Leonard or something like that.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, to your point, the big deal thing was that our state legislature here in Minneapolis, or in Minnesota, rather, in St. Paul, actually, but in Minnesota, passed statutory protections reinforcing the ICWA protections in expectation that ICWA would be overturned.
Yeah.
So it's just an example of how, first off, representation matters, right? We have enough white people in our legislature and in our state house to do that, but also how great it is to live in Minnesota politically right now with our Democratic trifecta at the state capitol. They were able to do that. So had ICWA been overturned, Minnesotans would have still enjoyed the protections.
Well, I was MC of the Wisconsin Democratic Convention this last weekend.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Well, I pronounced every name right. You'll be proud of me.
Wow.
And there were some Polish names in there that were a little tricky. But Minnesota was talked about a lot, I guess is my point. And Amy Klobuchar was the speaker, the guest surprise speaker at the end. There's talk about how great things are happening here. So all across, not only Obama mentioning this a little while ago, a few days ago, but everybody that's a Democrat is seeing the great things that are happening here in Minnesota.
Right. And to their credit, the legislature, Governor Waltz, our Native Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan are getting some good bounce nationally. Yeah. People can see, this is what happens when you have unified.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two people are dead after a small plane crashed in Watertown yesterday. Officials aren't saying why the plane crashed, but the Federal Aviation Administration is looking into it. The National Transportation Safety Board said the plane was a Mooney M20R, which can only seat four people. Only two people were on board, and both of them died in the crash. The Northwoods Veterans Homestead purchased 3.5 acres of land to build tiny homes for homeless veterans. Brittany Merlot has more on the story.
The sale closed yesterday on Flag Day. Not only was the property sold at a discounted price, but the closing costs were covered by the Northwoods Tile and Closing Services. The property is located east of Rhinelander on River Bend Road in the town of Pelican. A future home of the Northwoods Veterans Homestead sign will soon be displayed. Fundraisers will be coming up as the organization looks to break ground and take the next major step in taking care of homeless veterans in the area.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue for the 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee Depot, opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We'll see you there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 48. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 77. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This ingredient and also ice cream. The other thing that we found out is that Benadryl gel caps. Now, a lot of people give Benadryl to their dogs to like calm them down, or if they get a bee sting, right? Or they have itchy skin. So dogs do take Benadryl, but the gel caps have xylitol in them, right? And that also can be really dangerous, but the regular pink tablets of the Benadryl are very safe. You can give that, no problem. So this ingredient, xylitol, is a sweetener that it's found in a wide variety of products, but here's this tricky thing. It goes by other names that sound like natural ingredients, including wood sugar. So if you see wood sugar, birch sugar, and birch bark extract. Birch bark extract. So if you see those other names, it's also xylitol. I think that is so tricky because it gives the product, to me, my personal opinion, like a more organic, safe type of a less chemical name, right? So xylitol, it also goes by wood sugar, and birch bark extract. So keep an eye out for that. Do not give any of the ingredients, any foods or ice cream or peanut butters or anything else that have those ingredients in it. So since I'm really talking about this, I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's important to know. And since we're on the subject of not trying to poison your dog, let's talk about other foods that you should not give your dog. So onions and garlic. You should not give your dogs onions or garlic.
Or your wife. No garlic.
Yeah, right? Because of the breath, right? Or you could have some in self-defense, right? You could have some. Yeah. So onions and garlic in something, in a very small ingredient, if you're just using it very small in ingredient, it is safe. But ingestion of large quantities can result in damage to red blood cells as well as gastrointestinal distress. So signs of ingestion include panting, loose stools, high heart rate, and blood in the urine. So store onions and garlic out of the reach of the pets, out of reach of your dog to prevent this toxic dose. Houseplants. We have to really be careful with house plants, especially with our dogs and cats, too. So there are nearly 400 common household plants that are poisonous when chewed by dogs. I know one for cats is lilies. You should never have lilies around. They say even smelling the pollen from a lily can be really dangerous for your cat. Daisies, lantana, and periwinkle are among those that can cause vomiting, liver failure, and death. So be really careful about that. And you could look up a whole list. You could just Google that and look at houseplants that are dangerous for your dogs and cats. So you want to be careful. Chocolate, that's another one, right? Chocolate's a bad one. The most common source. Yeah, this is the most common source of poisoning among dogs. Chocolate can be dangerous in low quantities depending on the level of the stimulant methoxsalamine. So you want to be careful with that. Baking chocolate and cocoa containing the highest levels, followed by dark milk and white chocolate. So, yeah, I just want to see. I wasn't pronouncing that right. Methylxylene.
Close enough.
Yeah. So just be careful of that. Yeah. So ingestion can lead to pancreatitis in dogs, a condition which can lead to the pancreas becoming inflamed and leads to such symptoms as diarrhea, panting, seizures, excessive thirst, and urination. Caffeine, that's a really bad one. Like chocolate, caffeine also has the same ingredient. So coffee, tea, soda, all contain that. So we want to be really careful of that. Grapes and raisins. I see sometimes people giving their dogs grapes. Grapes and their dehydrated form, raisins, can lead to renal, which is kidney failure, if consumed by dogs. So we want you to be really careful and do not give your dogs any grapes or raisins. Dairy products. Dogs are lactose intolerant.
Wow.
Yeah. So meaning they do not process the enzymes necessary to break down the sugar in dairy products known as lactose. This undigested sugar can cause digestion issues, including diarrhea. So it is as advised to avoid feeding milk, cheese, or ice cream to your dog. So you want to be careful about that. So this is kind of funny. They mention macadamia nuts. A common ingredient in sweets such as cookies. Macadamia nuts are highly poisonous to dogs, resulting in weakness, hyperthermia, and vomiting when ingested. So no macadamia nuts. You know what? I have an allergic reaction to macadamia nuts. When I eat them, I get like a rash and itchiness in my mouth and tongue.
Ew.
Yeah. Chicken bones. So, both raw and cooked chicken bones are not easily digested and can cause blockages or punctures in the digestive tracts of dogs. In addition to these obvious dangers, raw bones and meat carry harmful bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli, which can cause dogs to fall ill. So don't give your dog any chicken bones, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Avocados. I was just going to have an avocado. Yeah. So avocado pits contain a naturally occurring fungicide called persin, which is mildly toxic to some breeds. This substance can enter the flesh of the skin of the fruit and is its consumption by dogs can result in diarrhea, vomiting if consumed in large quantities. So be careful of that. Wow. Peach and plum pits also.
Any kind of pit seems like has that arsenic in it, or what is it called?
Really careful with pits. Peach and plum pits. They're also very, they contain deadly poison called cyanide. We all heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's,
Breaking Bad.
Number 11 is the xylitol, which we just mentioned, right? So you want to be careful of the xylitol products. Raw eggs. This is funny because I see a lot of people putting raw eggs and giving raw eggs to their dogs. But it says here that the harmful bacteria, Salmonella, in raw eggs, it's not advised for consumption by dogs. So we don't really want to do that also. There's also an enzyme called avidin, that interferes with vitamin B metabolism from the egg, which can lead to a problematic skin and hair conditions, among others.
Yeah.
So don't give your dog. Also, raw fish. No raw fish.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stay away from the raw stuff. Cooked fish, however, they say is a good source of protein. But several species of fish are inhabited by parasites that can cause fatal conditions in dogs.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know like a lot of people, like with sushi, you know, raw fish, like if you're pregnant, you're not supposed to have any of that because of the parasites.
In the iron, maybe too, or no, pretty
no,
much
in
parasites.
The fish. Yeah, the parasites in the fish, the uncooked fish. Well, I don't eat fish, whether it's cooked or not.
Wow.
And then human medication. You want to be really careful not to let your dog have any known medication or pills that is not prescribed for them. I know one of the most dangerous drugs for a dog over-the-counter, which we take all the time, is very commonly ibuprofen, which is Motrin or Advil.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is really, really dangerous to the dogs. Also, we want to really, really be careful of household cleaners. And that goes without saying. It's harmful to humans and to dogs. So we want to keep all those household cleaners away. We always hear every year, too, dogs drinking antifreeze, right?
Yeah, because it's sweet tasting
sweet
or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So they really do that. So we just want to be careful, keep in mind what we're giving our little furry friends here, dogs and cats, and be careful of the house plants and the foods.
Yeah, that antifreeze, to bring that up again, because people leave that sometimes in their garage and the dog gets in the garage.
Yeah, or they'll spill a little while they're putting it in their the radiator, and then it's
the what?
The radiator, and then it spills on the ground, and then the dog licks it up. That one's a very common one. We hear about dogs going into the hospital and having their stomach pumped and having, you know, really bad time with antifreeze. So, yep, keep your pets free. That's it. Wanda, no grapes for you.
Right on. Hey, up next, Wendy Pilot. Again, we're going to talk some more animal segments here. We're excited. We'll be right back after this short message. Stay
I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
When it comes to mental health, making connections with others can be a way forward. How do you reach out when you need someone? What do you do to support those who struggle? Connections can bring comfort, hope, and joy. Find ways that work for yourself and others, like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug, seeing an old friend, creating space to listen. Visit cmentalhealth.org. That's cmentalhealth.org. cmentalhealth.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
There's that wolf. Hey, welcome back, Wendy. Thank you so much for doing a couple segments here. I really appreciate it. And I know our listening audience appreciates it, too, because you bring us information that I've never heard anywhere else, really.
Yeah. Well, in the last segment, I was talking about poisonous foods and plants for dogs. And the one word I just wanted to talk to you about that I was mispronouncing was xanthines.
What?
Methylxanthines. Okay. And these are a common source of poison that if you give to your dogs, they could die. So it is in chocolate, mostly baking chocolate, cocoa, and cocoa have the highest levels of methylxanthines. Also caffeinated coffee, caffeinated tea, or even caffeinated sodas. So you want to stay away from all that, from giving that to your dog, because that ingredient in that those things could be dangerous.
It's crazy. When we were kids, we fed our dogs everything. Right.
And they all lived, right? I know.
Lived longer.
I know. When I was a kid, like, we never took our dogs to the vet or our cat to the vet. We got a cat. We were lucky even if we got it spay or neutered, right? And it never went to the vet. And they lived forever. I remember I had a cat, a gray
Snoopy.
I had a cat named Snoopy. Isn't that funny?
Boy.
But anyway, we had a cat named Snoopy, and we got this cat. He like showed up at our house one day, and that was it. I think we got him neutered. We might not have. I mean, I was a little kid. This was like in the late 60s.
Nobody got their cats neutered back then.
I don't think we did.
No one did.
And he was an outdoor cat. You know, he went in and out of the house, and he lived till he was a ripe old, I don't know, he was like 20 years old, the cat.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It was crazy. So it's different now. You know, we have a overpopulation of cats and dogs, and we need to do that. It's really important. Like,
yeah.
Bob Barker would always say.
Bob Barker's still alive, by the way, and he's Native American. Did you know that?
I know. We were watching that, The Price is Right. Like a documentary, right?
Let's not get into that hole, but that was an awesome documentary. I just got to say that.
Well, speaking of documentaries, it was not a documentary, but what I watched not too long ago on Netflix, it was a made up movie about Ted Bundy, the serial killer.
Was he vegan? No, I'm just kidding.
Very funny. So it's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. And it's on Netflix. And it was really about, it was, of course, about Ted Bundy and what he did. But really what it was about Liz, the single mom who fell in love with him and was his girlfriend for years and years and years. And that their story, like, and how she never wanted to believe any of these stories, you know, when he was, you know, found out about doing all these horrible murders, she just didn't want to believe it. But what happened was they lived together. I'm not sure whether they got married or not, but anyway, they lived together and she wanted to get a dog and they went down to the pound. They went to the pound and they were looking at this one dog that she really wanted. And they bent down to look at the dog. And I don't know if this is in real true life or they just made it for the movie. But the dog started really growling and went down on the ground when Ted Bundy was looking at the dog.
Well, they say that the victims that survived it, that his eyes were black and evil.
Yeah, it's really something.
I have
this article here. It's from the animal rescue site by Greater Good News. And science confirms that dogs can recognize a bad person. And I think we've talked about this before in the show. Sometimes we get a sense about somebody, right, that we feel that they might be bad news. That doesn't mean we're right. But oddly enough, the same isn't true for dogs. When they sense that a person may be somebody to avoid, science says that their instincts are spot on, wow. Right? We all know that dogs have an incredible sense of smell. That's why they're sometimes used as they sniff out drugs or bombs or to protect our first responders. But a dog can actually recognize factors that make up a person's personality. According to a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Reviews, specifically, they can sense when a person is being mean to another person.
Whoa.
Yeah. To find out if dogs can sense meanness, the scientists looked at a typical reactions dogs have to different events. Quote, dogs are known to Dogs are known to consistently follow human pointing gestures. Mm-hmm. In this study, we asked whether dogs automatically do this or whether they flexibly adjust their behavior depending upon the reliability of the pointer demonstrated in an immediate preceding event. So I'm going to explain what that all means because that's really confusing, right?
Right.
In the study, the dogs went through a variety of different scenarios. In one of them, a volunteer was helping another person open a jar that was tightly sealed while the dog was present. In another variation, the volunteer was passive. In yet another variation, the volunteer refused to help at all. After the dog observed the behavior, the volunteer would try to give the dog a treat. The volunteer who kept helped open the jar and the passive volunteer were equally as likely to be successful in giving the dog a treat. However, if the volunteer was nice, the dog was much more likely to take the treat from their hand. But when the volunteer who didn't offer the help to open the jar tried to offer the dog a treat, the dog ignored them. The dog didn't trust the person who was mean, right? So the dog took the treat from the people, you know, two other nice people and the person who was helping them, but the person who didn't want to help the person open the jar, he didn't want to.
Yeah, we've always talked about that, but this is like proof. We joked about it.
Exactly. This shows incredible perception. The dog could get the treat free and clear, but he refused because he sensed that that person was not nice. Mm. It really says a lot about their ability to judge someone in just one interaction.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have to take notice when we're around our dog. If the dog seems really judgmental about a person that we don't really know, that we really should steer clear of that person.
Well, and I just have to say this, certain dogs, excuse me, because as you know, Wanda's my dog when you're in New York or not in the house, but when you're up sleeping, she's protecting you and barks at me.
I know that. It's really funny. And you know what, Robert? We've had a lot of people here in the radio studio in our house.
Right.
And Wanda has sat on everybody's lap.
Yeah, everyone.
Right? Yeah. And everybody's able to pet her and to her. And most people, and it's funny too, even when I'm walking with her in the neighborhood, most of the time she doesn't even ignores people when we walk by them, unless they have a dog with them, then she'll bark. But generally when we're just walking and we're passing people, she just passes by them without anything. But sometimes she'll growl and bark. So it's like, why is she growling and barking at that one person that we were passing by, right? So keep an eye on your dogs.
We had a Chihuahua that didn't like children. Do you remember that?
Chihuahuas don't like a lot of people.
Hey, thanks, Wendy, for doing two segments here.
Yeah.
Always really appreciative. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Please
free Leonard Peltier
now.
Right on. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with State Senator Mary Kunish and Wendy. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents on Wake. I just like saying that.
Go ahead,
Wendy. You're going to say something. No?
No, I was going to say free Leonard Peltier.
Sign up for Bugtussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home.